Most of pray. You start pulling off. And all from the history, you take it to the spot in the same way that you were to do the humor that would cross parts that are harming from bitterness and anger from problems of leaders. I keep them salt in our hearts for us. Make sure your word would hold me that which holds the people. And the flexible that which brings the right. God, chosen one, holy and blessed. So when we try to quit, the first thing is nothing. It's what he needs. Then we talk about the truth of God's continuing thought that we are chosen by God, that we are not chosen ones. He says that we are holy, and he says that we are beloved, and we are loved of God. He says that Matthew, you are the living Lord this morning. You are chosen by God, who has marked you out by his love in his grace before you. He says that you chose God, but you are loved of God. One thing to say about this is that you are holy. Even holy, even called, you are perfect. There is not one flaw, there is not one weakness. Jesus has redeemed you and purified you from every sin. That is the reason we say, or will ever say, that is who you are to the Lord Jesus. And all of you, you love the Lord. God is longing you to pray. And what you love is that you can go and then you make it whole and comfortable before his presence. So that's who you are, really. The second thing is your own. What is that? I mean, it's meaningful. You who are chosen by God, you who are holy, you who are loved by God, you are all discerning children. That's what I am. You said that I'm perfect. And it falls on hope. So why do I need to put on the back? Why are you the Lord of the host? Well, here's the cross. You are holy, you are fully tested, you are fully humble, taking care of all of those things in cross. But you're not holy. You're here on earth. God didn't let this happen. It's not you. I just come down and I say, the very middle. But my soul, my spirit, is real. It's a soul spirit. It's holy. It's completely intact. It's completely ready and willing to do what God says. But there is a war going on between this flesh and my soul. That's the reason for the soul spirit. When somebody says that, it's their like brand sentence about how I'll never leave you, I will do this. And he turns from the front and says, the spirit is with us, but the flesh is with us. The spirit is true before God, but flesh needs to learn to become who they are in Christ. This is what Paul's encouragement to you today. You are chosen of God, you are holy, you are loved of God, but you've got to work through this place you are. That's what Paul wants to do. Five things. The first is that he's true, the next is verse 5 and they are equal sizes from creating the earth. He said, you put all these earthly things in the mission, verse 5, and the color of the reflection of these five characteristics. And that's what we're splitting with very quickly. The first thing in mission is to have chapter every part to have sympathy for others. There is Jesus Christ in Mark 6:24. It says, Jesus, when we were in prayer, a great crowd who had been cast on him because they were lost. Now, Jesus was moved in spirit of meaning in our heart, more than people. The greatest thing to remember is that it was another example of what the Bruce was. He said there, in life and truth, and real life, and for God's my witness, how I yearn for you with all the affection to others
that God genuinely has time for. And only John Jesus 4 would remind that this God cares. Other people help and to be kind to others. The person is not marked by rude or arrogant spirit, but rather marked by kindness and consideration. how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? The question is, the way we are talking is just not thinking about people on the way to be beautiful. How much more am I to love you guys? And we see all of this in the church, this is all going to seem to be frustrating.
So, we call ourselves, if you go the whole universe, and sell all the time.
reality is you're nothing but a part of that. You're made from dirt and you change the dirt, but the fact that you've seen it does not exist in there at all. It's all been here on the end of it.
All the things that have been done in this new testament, bearing with one another,
the news marks the symbols on both.
The wall continues to change and
to save that which was. As we experience that forgiveness and continue to harbor hatred and anger and revenge in your heart, together, or alone. And dear friends, if you're in your heart, you say, you know what, well, I can't believe it. You know what, God told you when he invites you to himself. It's the coming of the apologies for him. Your heart hardened, your belief that it's all you're giving to another person. You have a greater problem with God. The heart is simple. The heart will receive power. Those who will look at you in faith and trust in the kingdom of the Lord. Everybody here is hurting. Some individuals may just believe in who they are and go through some life where not very good. Maybe somebody is committed to my mom to talk about how to live my sin. That's what you need to do. That's what God calls. The Bible says that you come to the altar to bring your gift, and you know that you have been in the Bible, and the things I want you to do is to put your gift aside and to go make it right. It's for you, it is more important to make a wrong relationship right than to work with the altar. So, just quit. I mean, I'm encouraging you to come down to Christ's altar while I'm praying with you if you're going to talk to that person and make it. I love you. I thank you that your word is powerful. Lord, how it hurts my own heart. Father, I'm thankful that all those tools are helping to make it better. Father, I pray that you empower us to forgive what we think doing our own truth. Even if we are all the world, we think forgiveness because of the word of the Spirit in our own hearts. Father, I pray that you dwell the door of salvation. The heart of many those who have been against others or angry or offended or hurt. That they will be able to sustain the gift and so honor you and find true joy in them. People are married to pull up a broken parent-child relationship. Here are your own words. Let the gospel heal and affect all areas of our lives. And Father, we as a congregation are no longer seeing the forgiveness that we see in one another. Let that be effective. The world does not have the people in our church and in our individual life. But I pray that all people of God, that by your Father's Spirit, you would open your eyes and allow us to experience the holy forgiveness that you have. Oh, God, so thank you. Thank you. Thank you.